We are watching a fast-moving brush fire tear through land near Vernal. Already, fire crews have evacuated a subdivision called Yellow Hills. We're told the wind is pushing the flames toward those homes. And we have Fire Information Officer Don Jakes with us. He's live on the KSL Newsline. Thanks a lot for joining us. I know this must be a most busy afternoon, right?
It has been, Jeff. It's been a very involved afternoon with the strong winds that have been carrying this fire this afternoon.
Don, we've had a very hot week, an unseasonably hot week. Has that provided a lot of fuel for this fire?
It really has. So the fire here is just outside of Mazer, west of Vernal, and it did begin. The fire started just off of Highway 121. We do not have the cause of the fire yet, other than it started just off of the highway. And because of those strong winds, it's carried that fire through grass and through sagebrush, kind of pinyon area, to the northeast quite rapidly. The fire right now is at least 300 acres. And as you mentioned before, we have evacuated the Yellow Hills subdivision, which is to the northeast of where the fire is burning.
Are firefighters making any progress against this one?
Well, we do have three heavy air tankers that's dropping retardant ahead of the fire, which is helping. We also have quite a few crews that are here from the local communities of Vernal, La Pointe, and Naples, as well as federal firefighters from Forest Service, BLM, Bureau of Indian Affairs, and the state of Utah. So we do have quite a few folks that are fighting the fire, but because of these strong winds, it certainly has been a challenge.
I could understand that. We've had wind here in Salt Lake up to 25, 30 miles an hour sustained over the past couple of days. So I want to ask you about the evacuations, because this is near a subdivision. How many people have you asked to leave their homes?
I do not have an exact amount there for you, Jeff, but it is a small subdivision. However, there is another subdivision that's to the north of that that is also under a watch, just because it's to the northeast of the direction where the fire has been heading. But I want to reiterate that the only area right now that has been evacuated is the Yellow Hills subdivision.
Do you know how many guys are out there fighting this one?
I do not have an exact estimate. This is our primary fire. We don't have a lot of other fires that have started right now in the area, so we have most all of our local crews that are out there, again, fighting this fire, trying to get it under containment.
And wow, three tankers involved at this point.
Yes.